Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, February 22nd. I am your host, Adam Paulus. I am back from Toy Fair. My microphone just dropped. I'm still recovering from Toy Fair. It was a busy week or so, and we got a lot to talk about. We're still going over Toy Fair coverage this week. We'll have more next week, so it's going to be that kind of a show. At the box office this week, last week, your number one movie was A Good Day to Die Hard with $24.8 million, followed by Identity Thief, $23.7 million, Safe Haven, $21.4 million, Escape from Planet Earth 3D, $15.9 million, and Warm Bodies rounded out the top five with $8.9 million. New this week, Snitch, Dark Skies, and other movies in limited release. Actor Jason Clarke has joined Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which is due soonish. Shooting starts soon, and the movie takes place 15 years into the future, so that should be interesting and likely devoid of James Franco. Conan O'Brien is hosting this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is not his first time hosting it. He previously hosted this event in 1995. And yes, C-SPAN has the footage from 1995, so you can search that out online. Producer Kathleen Kennedy has exited Jurassic Park 4 for Star Wars 7, so hooray! Jurassic Park 4 is still slated for June 2014, but has no director and has not started shooting yet, so good luck with that. Megan Fox has been added to the Michael Bay reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is apparently still happening. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Batman, The Caped Crusader, this week is what we are pointing you to because there's a lot of new Batman stuff. Quarter scale, Adam West and Michael Keaton Batmans as Batman? Batmanonites. I'm not sure. There are multiple versions of Batman, including Square Enix figures, NECA figures, Mattel figures, and much more. Find those on entertainmentearth.com today. Also, don't forget to take advantage of our free shipping offer. Find details on entertainmentearth.com. Offer expires while you wait. Toy news! Oh, we have lots of toy news. Toy Fair, Lego showed off Lone Ranger, a new castles theme, more Lord of the Rings sets, and a bunch of other goodies, including new Mindstorms that can detect color and can attack your hand. You can build a snake robot and it'll just grab it. It's pretty cool. Mattel showed a revised Batman Beyond with wings and Huntress in its DC Universe Classics compatible lines. There were a few of those. A few other new figures were shown as coming. The bulk of the retail toys will focus around Batman and Superman. Thor: The Dark World toys are coming from Hasbro, most likely in early fall. The movie is due in November. Hasbro showed a few 3¾-inch action figures, some roleplay items, a couple of larger 10-12-inch action figures of the title character. Thor, not the Dark World, because Dark World, I presume, is not going to be a character, but who knows. And the 3¾-inch figures look like they have a lot of articulation, too, unlike the Wolverine figures. Iron Man 3. Most of what's important, you've already seen. Assemblers figures are out now. There will be more. A box set of Assemblers figures look like they will have electronic features, as well as a Assemblers vehicle. There will be masks. There will be roleplay gear for your wrist, and so on. Wave 2 of Iron Man Legends will let you finish building your comic-style large Ironmonger. These will include parts with Ultron, movie versions of Iron Patriot, and Mark 42 Iron Man. The Wolverine line is mostly comic book-based. There will be a few movie figures in there. The 3¾-inch line will be about $6 each. They will be simplified figures but new sculpts of Logan, a ninja, Silver Samurai, and a comic book Wolverine. I'm actually very excited about this. Wolverine Marvel Legends will have a build-a-figure of Puck. Parts will come with figures like Sabretooth, Emma Frost, and Rogue. It's not a bad lineup for a movie where the last toy line didn't do so great, but there's some pretty good stuff coming, so keep an eye open for that. I mean, two themed Marvel Legends series already this year, that's not bad. Star Wars is all being pushed under the umbrella of the Black Series. The figures that would have been in the Droid Factory line are now in the increasingly confusingly named Black Series. So the 6-inch figures are the Black Series. The 3¾-inch figures are the Black Series. So good luck finding stuff on eBay later. All new sculpts will debut for Saga Legends, which now will include 3¾-inch scale figures with 5 points of articulation for $6 to $7 each. The sculpting is by modern standards with hyper-realistic human likenesses. The articulation and poses will be like they were in the 1970s from Kenner. So I'm actually very excited about this. Twilight Zone, Biff Bang Pow showed off dioramas based on The Eye of the Beholder and Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. Star Trek had no action figures shown for the new movie. Diamond Select Toys showed off a number of new products. Hasbro showed off its Creo line for Star Trek Into Darkness, or Star Trek Into Darkness, or something. There's a lot of electronic bricks. The figure with a spacesuit had a light-up helmet, so it looked like the illuminated face was lit up, hence the name Illuminated. And the Enterprise had light-up bits, so overall it looked like a pretty good line. It really does seem to be a maturing brick base. There's also going to be Creo buckets of bricks, sort of like what Lego does, so just basic bricks. Mattel is bringing Max Steel to the USA in a much smaller size. It looks like it's closer to 6 inches rather than 12 inches, which has been sold in Brazil and South America for the last decade or so. G.I. Joe will actually have some new releases this year with G.I. Joe Retaliation, most likely. New movie figures will be joined by the massive Eagle Hawk vehicle, which is a remake of the original G.I. Joe Tomahawk, which was a double-bladed brownish camo helicopter from the 1980s. You'd probably recognize it if you saw it. It's pretty cool. New classic versions of Cobra Commander, Storm Shadow, and Snake Eyes are coming and seem like they're going to be worth the $10, because not only do they include great sculpts with lots of articulation, but they have very large accessories like jetpacks. And I like jetpacks. Storm Shadow in particular looks great. It's based on the 30th anniversary mold of the figure that I could never find. So, oh, and Quinn's finally coming too. Bandai debuted Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. This new TV show will have several episodes on Disney XD. The toy line includes talking electronic animatronic figures, minifigures, some plush, collectible blind bag stuff, glow-in-the-dark, lots of slime. Don't understand the slime, but they're doing slime. It's pretty neat. It's a pretty extensive lineup. And the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers has a ton of new stuff, not only from Power Rangers Megaforce, but some retro items based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. A large die-cast version of the original Megazord seems to be the big winner here. Keep an eye out for that later this year. What else do we have this week? We have some new arrivals and new pre-orders? No, we don't. That's what we have. So check our website for new stuff, including the Wizard of Oz, Barbie dolls, and new Twilight Zone items, and much, much more. We're adding new items every day. A lot of new stuff from NECA. A lot of new stuff from Hasbro going up. Some new Spider-Man items. And I don't have them all written down here because my notes are pretty packed with Toy Fair stuff. So just go check the website. Hit the new products tab. You'll see new things. I promise. At least they're new to the website. They'll probably be new to you too. So thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. If you enjoy the show, please tell a friend. Leave out the part about our level of professionalism. They don't need to know that. They'll find out. They'll understand soon enough. Follow us on Twitter, EntEarth. Follow us on Tumblr, entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. We're on the Facebook, the MySpaces, the Google Pluses, and we'll go somewhere else. Just let us know where. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Have a great weekend. Or don't, but please do.